Nick, come record. Nick! Come record. No! All right, I'm going to do plugs while you're making tea then. Thanks for tuning in to Being Cool Podcast, Informed Concise, Not Really, Night Rise Unite, and Witness Us. It is Sunday at 1 o'clock. We're recording in the afternoon because I can do that now because I have a job that lets me have off all weekends. Nick's making tea. I'm drinking this thing. It's a Bay or Bai antioxidant, cocoa fusion, Molokai coconut, 1 gram sugar, no artificial sweeteners, water. I'm sure Wes Scott has a... Sure, Wes gets these delivered to his house on the daily. See here. Follow us at TB Cool Podcast on Twitter. Hashtag business casual. I'm starting that up this week. We're on Instagram at Through Being Cool Podcast. I'm trying to think what else we have. We don't have a website because I don't know how to make one, but I know that we should get one. Gonna talk to some people about that. Don't talk to me. Hold on.
My new shoes, my old shoes, I ain't gay, but I blow. Does that suck my dick, please? That's funny.
Huh? What? Watch it. Watch that cable. Watch that cable. Watch I don't want to push cable. I don't want to push your paperwork. Get some paperwork.
Off the table.
Oh,
suck
right.
My dick, please.
We're going.
Please.
I've probably asked, please.
Will you please suck my dick?
Please.
It'd be super cool.
Womenist, get at us. Is it attractive when a guy asks for sexual favors?
I just want to come.
Please.
Oh, please. I just want to come.
Please.
Will you please suck my dick? Suck my dick, please. You never see that.
I don't see. Let's see. That's not true at all. I saw a vagina not but last week. Not last night because there was an argument, but last week I got up in them guts.
Oh.
I know you hate when I talk about it.
I do, because I like Emily.
I wore them thighs as earmuffs, Nick.
It upsets me that you do that.
I let her fart right into my chin. We don't do anything sexual. I lean in and she farts into my chin. And I'm like, ooh.
That's what everybody does.
I don't think enough people are farting into those chins.
I don't know if I just like slept with my mouth open last night, or if I feel like I might be getting a little cold, but I've got sexy, sick voice.
You do.
Yeah. Eat my ass.
You got the faggot Bruce song, or the faggot Bruce voice. Oh, man. So what do you want to talk?
Where dude's buttholes is pinky ring.
Speaking of buttholes, would you like to hear about my adventure with a crackhead on Friday?
No.
Are you sure?
I don't like your stories.
That's fine. Let's go on to emails.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so where my new work is, when you come off the interstate or to get to like the business park, if you turn left, you can go into this really nice business park by the airport.
You're working in a different town now.
Right? I work in a different town now.
Yeah.
You get into like this business park area near the airport that there's all these nice buildings and it's nice and the bushes are taken care of. But if you turn right,
get you trim your bush.
It seriously looks like It looks like the back ass of fucking Gotham City. Like it looks fucking terrible.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of cool, but it's one of those parts
of
town.
Any Batman?
No, it's that part of town where like the building, it's like a Mrs. Winters
downtown,
but it's been turned into like Felipe's Moroccan Goddess Island food place. It's all that like where people have hermit crabbed other older buildings where the businesses were like, we're done.
you call starting a business hermit crabbing?
Yeah, when they hermit crabbed the building, it was like, oh, but was it crystals? And now it's a place that just sells fish sticks.
It's a specialty store.
So I had to dump real heavy and hard.
Mm-hmm.
And my work is like off the road, but like a little bit up the street. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to fucking make it. So I turned right and I was like, this is a bad idea. Nothing's fucking open except for a Dollar General Market. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go in there and shit. So I pull into the parking lot. And on my way to the parking lot, there's this homeless lady just sitting on the ground, setting things on fire. So I was like, cool. And then she was like, she had a bunch of newspapers. She like bought a little TV.
Some people are lucky enough to get to live their dream.
And she was just setting it on fire. Not for heat, because it was 8 in the morning and hot as fuck already.
Yeah.
So I park my car, haul ass into the fucking Dollar General, and I immediately start looking for bathrooms. It's one of those big ones where it's like half grocery, half Dollar General.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to the back. That's my mindset of like, if it's a place, there's bathrooms in the back. So I haul ass to the bathroom. I get into the bathroom. It looks like someone has already shit on everything. And I see the stall, and I was like, all right, I'm going to
go. They say that's
there.
The first sign that you're losing sanity is when you, like, rub shit on stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oof, there's ghost sanity. All right, so I go into the stall.
Walk into my bathroom, by the way.
I always know that it's a weird, like, thing when the stuff to clean the toilet is just on top of the toilet.
Mm-hmm. It's usually a sign of a mismanaged place.
Yeah. Well, the urinal had a toilet brush and just a bottle that was spray that just said bleach. But
so they're just fucking following OSHA regulations.
All right, so I was like, all right, so they know what's up.
Fuckheads I work.
So I go in and I go to like take a shit, and I have to shit real hard, so I'm already kind of like unbuckling my pants. I'm the only person in the bathroom. And I walk in and I go to the bathroom door and I go to push it. I'm like, man, that door came right off the fucking, like really opened up really easily. And I look and there's no lock. There's just a piece of duct tape. I'm going to show you the photo as proof, Nick, and then I'll post it.
Are there juggalos in there?
No, there weren't.
Sounds like the white trashiest place in the world.
No, there were no white people, Nick. It was one of those places where I was like, well, this is where people probably don't like cops very much. So that's what I saw. All right, you see it? That's a piece of duct tape, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm like, I have to shit. I don't care. I seal the door with the duct tape. As soon as my fucking cheeks hit the seat, because I'm not one of those fuckers who like lays down a thing like a ring.
Yeah.
They also weren't available. So if I was one of those fuckers, I was shit out of luck. So I sit down, and as soon as my fucking butt cheeks hit the fucking seat, the door to the fucking bathroom gets kicked in.
Holy shit.
And I just hear this I hear this guy just like, oh, oh. And then he come like, oh shit, there's no lock. He pushes the door open and makes eye contact with me. Black guy, real long white t-shirt, muddy jeans, and he goes, I gotta go, man. And I was like, door's locked. And he goes, I gotta go. You gotta hurry up. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, I'm just freaking out at this point. I'm like, the door's fucking locked. What the fuck are you doing? And he goes, one lock. That's tape. And I was like, all right, fucking tape. The door's taped. Get the fuck out of here, man. I'm like, I'm sitting there with my hands over my dick. I'm already like, already about to fucking shit. Like, I'm about to shit. Black guy, like, where you are to me, just staring at me, unbuckling his pants. And I was like, stop right there. And he stops. And I was like, get the fuck out of this stall, man. You can't.
My new shoes, my old shoes. I share toilets with black dudes.
I was like, you can't be in here right now. And he goes, whew. And I was like, it'll be real quick, man. I start bargaining with this man. I'm like, dude, it'll be, just give me like 40 seconds, man.
You
I
guys
just gotta,
can't see my face, but I'm like, fucking intrigued.
I was like, I have to fuck. Just let me shit. I have to shit. And the guy's
let me
like,
fucking shit.
And the guy's like, I got shit too, man. I was like, let me shit first, and then you can shit. Just let me shit.
Racist.
And I was just like, let me shit. And he goes, okay. So he's like, I'm sorry. And I was like, okay. Apology accepted. Please get the fuck out of this stall. He goes, I just wanted you to know I'm sorry. And I was like, I believe you. And he goes, I do this all the time. And I went, and I was like, that's fine. But this one time, you've been forgiven. So just shut the door, get on the other side, give me like 2 minutes. And he goes, you're right, man. I'm sorry. And I was like, it's fine. And this time he just starts like holding his hands onto his face. And his pants are half unbuckled. He's got his belt. I'm like, his pants are about to fall down. And he just puts his hands to his face. He goes,
I'm going to let you finish.
And he is just like, I'm so sorry. I mess up every time. I mess up everything I do. And I was like, I just looked at him. And I go,
he's like, I'm going to let you finish. But let me say, Beyonce, she takes the best shit.
I was like, now's not the time for apologies. Close the door. And he pulls the door. And like the duct tape is kind of near the top of the bathroom stall. So he closes the door. He's on the outside.
I'm gonna let you shit.
His giant arms are reaching over and trying to tape the door shut. And I go, you don't have to lock it, man. Just make sure no one else gets past you. We're fine. And he goes, okay, I'm counting on you. And I went, all right, man, I'm here for you.
You're my boy.
And I just start shitting. And then he starts going, one.
Oh my God.
3, 4. And then I realize he is literally counting. how long it's going to take me to finish shitting.
Did that freeze you up?
No. I just fucking made doo-doo explosion. I was already halfway shitting. So, like, this guy's on the other side of the door counting. He gets up to, like, 78 before I'm just like, all right, man, I'm done. And then he goes, make sure you wipe good. And I was like,
I'll help you.
And I was like, I will.
Mental illness is a problem that is not unique to the white community.
And I was like, all right, man. And then I flushed and I go to leave.
High five?
No. And I wash my hands and he goes, that's a good thing you do. I saw people get sick around here. And I was like, not just around here, worldwide. People get sick worldwide, man. He goes, good thinking. Until this point, I start playing along with him. And he gets in. And he starts.
So
like,
you
stand. No, I'm not done yet. I'm not done. So like I'm washing my hands, and like he gets in and he closes the stall, and like I go to leave, and as I put my hand on the door to pull it open, he goes, "God damn, you took a shit!"
Oh my god.
Yeah, that was my morning before like 8:15 on Friday. That's
Holy
what I did.
Shit.
It was Thursday or Friday. I forget. Yeah. That was my life. That's where my new jobs led me. Yeah.
But
ask away, Nick. Because in the time it took me to tell the story, in my mind, it was happening five times slower.
I mean, so all in all, it was like a positive interaction.
Yeah. I mean, I got to shit. He got to shit. I feel like I helped him through his day. I feel bad by assuming he was a crackhead, but like there, he just looked as if you know.
He's probably on drugs.
He looked like someone who did cocaine.
Oh yeah. God damn, you took a shit.
I like to think that him and the lady out front who burned shit are like a couple. Like, do you remember
and they're like, hey.
Do you remember Detective Chicken Caesar from Mitchell and Webb?
You looking to be a thruple?
Remember that show?
What was it?
The Mitchell and Webb Experience with the guys from Peep Show.
The Men with Vin?
The Detective Chicken Caesar, the homeless people who would like try to solve crimes but end up just stealing people's food.
Oh yeah, that was a good show.
All right, so that was my week. Got a new job. Nothing really that exciting. I've sat through 50 hours of training that I have done 10 times over, and used to teach. Some of the e-learnings are to the point where it's the same stock photos, and that's kind of shitty.
I had a pretty shitty week.
You want to talk about it?
I don't know if I should. We had a big sulfuric acid spill at work. Yeah.
Hold on. Is that like the shit that like the aliens' bloods are made out of? In the alien movies? Xenomorphs? Is acid like could eat through walls and shit?
Maybe.
What does sulfuric acid do? Like why would you guys have it?
Why would we have it?
Yeah, because you guys are super villains or
it's process related. I'll just say
okay,
that.
That's fine.
But I'm probably going to have to go in again today.
Really?
To verify, yeah. But anyway, I ended up having a call. So a few guys, about five guys from work who are super nice and helpful, helped me clean it up, which is not really my job or their job either, as much engineers. But it pissed me off because, like, only one of the people that were not, like, in administration helped. And
So a bunch of office jockeys just sat out the opportunity to help out?
No, a bunch of people from the office did help.
Oh, okay.
All the people that worked the floor did not, except
Ooh.
For one. Except for one.
Okay.
So A, that kind of bummed me out. B, our program's not together, so it looked like I fucked up, which really is just because I'm fucking overwhelmed. I have too much shit going on.
Have you said anything
right
about
now?
That?
Yeah, I'm going to Monday.
Good.
And I'm going to say fuck it. I'm saying fuck the budget. Maybe we need to cut this out. I'm saying fuck the budget.
Just don't go into specifics. We'll be fine.
I'm going to hire the acquisitions manager is I guess I would consider him a friend. He's very helpful for me because we're both very overwhelmed. And he's told me, he's like, if you need anything, he's like, we'll just hire somebody to do it.
Do what?
Like create these programs. My boss thinks that I can copy and paste programs from
other
companies.
No, that's like highly illegal.
No, it's not illegal. It's not illegal. But
Hold on. What are you guys hiring for?
Huh?
What are you guys hiring for?
Hey, do you want to write a Hazwoper program?
Do you have all the protocols?
You don't have to be smart to do it.
Do you have all the protocols?
No, that's what I'm hiring somebody to do.
Oh, I gotta go find the protocols?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure to do all that.
So I'm hiring somebody who knows the material to come in and write a program for us, basically.
Yeah, it's a little bit out of my...
Is my plan.
It's out of my depth.
A consultant. And I'm just saying, fuck the budget.
Fuck the budget.
The budget for next year is not set until September.
Balling out of control.
So I'm just going to... I better ask for forgiveness and permission. It's better to have our shit in order...
There you go.
...than to me to, like, have to do... Because I don't... This is not, like... So...
Sulfuric acid seems like a really big deal.
I don't know Haswapper. I mean, I don't fucking know it. We didn't. There's so much about
EHS. It's a Metroid villain.
That they did not, that we did not do it at the place that I came from, because we would hire third party to do it.
Right.
And so I don't know it. I don't understand. And legally, I'm not allowed to do this. Legally, I'm not allowed to train people to do this.
Because why would you train somebody to do something you don't know how to do?
Well, so that's mostly what I do.
Really?
For a living, yeah.
Huh.
But this specifically, you have to have like certain certifications, and I don't have those certifications, and I shouldn't. I mean, really, I'm a facilitator. I'm not a trainer.
Right. You guys hiring trainers?
Let's talk after the show.
Yeah. Make a move.
I think I'm just gonna.
I don't chase that paper. I chase opportunities.
My new shoes. My old shoes.
I don't chase paper.
I don't
man.
Train people. I hire dudes. Anyway, it's just got me
my
fucked
new job
up.
Be my old job. I'm gonna take my dick out and watch it throb. Man, a homeless man gonna watch me shit.
My boss is super fucking smart, but I don't think he knows what I do.
Nick, I can speak a little bit of French.
So, I don't know. It's got me stressed out. I honestly think people don't care what I do because it's boring.
What do you mean?
I just don't. I don't think people.
You joked
want,
to me when you
I
first started.
I don't think people want to know what I do because it's boring.
When you got into this field, because you weren't always in this field in college, you switched this field,
yeah,
and your reasoning
psychology.
Was it's too boring for anyone else to even bother to compete with me for a job.
Yeah.
And I told you that's genius.
I could probably walk into my boss's office and tell him I want a $10,000 raise, and he might do it.
Okay, what if you...
Because people don't fucking want to do it because it's
dude,
so
dude, I'm not joking.
Boring.
If you guys are hiring trainers, you give me the material, fucking I will knock it out of the park. That's what I do.
Would you be interested in doing it like short term?
See, I don't know if I could do that because that would kind of, like, that would conflict with what I have going on now.
Like as a consultant or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what kind of laws or confidentiality that would break with my job
so
I have currently.
So that probably wouldn't happen until we add on.
It doesn't have to be an immediate thing. Just know, if you need someone who can do training...
We need a fucking trainer
at
our job.
If you need someone who needs to teach training, and you have all the materials already, and all I have to do is learn it and then reiterate it...
Mm-hmm. And I
got 7 years of doing it.
I fucking hate doing it,
I got
it,
7 years of experience.
Training people. I'm
fucking love
it. It makes me
people.
A fucking nervous wreck. I hate
really?
Speaking in front of... in public. If it's something that like I'm not like 110% sure of...
Right.
Because a lot of the shit like we didn't do where I came from. We hired a third party, and now I'm having to learn all of it.
If I don't know the material,
fuck!
If I don't know the material, I usually get kind of like nervous about it. But if I know the shit front to back, and it's my job to make sure other people know it,
yeah.
Then it becomes an. I try to look at it as we all need to learn this. It's important that we all learn this. So me sitting up here and just reiterating it to you isn't going to do anything. So we're going to work through it as a team because that's how it's going to be outside here. We're not going to do that false bullshit of like role play. We're like, now you ask me how to do fuck.
Sound like a good trainer.
Well, nobody learns that way. People, because what happens when you have to do those role play stuff, the one-on-ones like that in front of a group of people, you're not going to get an honest reaction of anybody because that person is going to second guess everything they do before they even do it. So they don't want to look dumb in front of the person in charge and their peers. So you break off in either small groups and you let them lead themselves individually and you facilitate, or you just do the point where, like, you don't do that shit where everyone sits, like, in rows. You have everybody fucking face each other, and you walk around in the middle and have everyone participate. Or everyone goes around, everyone has to contribute at the same time.
It's very helpful.
So, like, we were doing a thing the other day where it was like, here's the objection. Okay, how would you come over this objection? And instead of raising your hands, I was happy that she went down the row. Everyone said something. That way you have to at least start talking to other people in front of everybody. It's whenever you have to do that one-off shit of like, do we have any volunteers? Fuck that. No one's going to volunteer. Or you're going to get the one person showing off.
Yeah.
And then everyone's going to...
The loud guy.
And then everyone's not going to like that person. And then you have resentment within the group before there's even any kind of camaraderie. And it falls fucking apart. Like, it just doesn't fucking work.
Don't you train me how to be a trainer.
What? Dude, I find training to be extremely easy if you know your shit. That's all, because all it is confidence. If the people that you're training don't think you know what you're doing, they're not going to listen to a fucking word you have to say. And when they break off in their groups, all they're going to do is either get lost, get upset and frustrated because they don't know what they're doing, or they're going to spend their time talking about how they don't trust you. So you have to make sure that you build that trust and then make it, like, this sounds lame, but a positive learning environment. Because, like, the training I'm doing now, they were very off the ground. They were just kind of like, we don't expect you to be any good at this. That's why you have time to do this. If you are good at this, you're going to be fine. If you're not, as long as you leave here kind of having a grasp on this, that's fine. Because no matter how much we do this in this room, how many people
should you teach at once?
It all depends what the material is. If it's an interactive environment, you want to do it so you can do even groups, or you want to have it so, so like we have 16 people in our training class, so we can either do groups of four, or if someone's absent, three groups of five. So I think there's tons of studies on like how to even set that shit up.
Yeah, I know. I'm just not good at it.
It's just one of those things where I've always really enjoyed training people if they want to learn. Like at the other job, it was really, really hard because we had to do it within their work hours. So they had other shit they had to do on top of us training them.
So they're distracted.
So there was always a little bit of distraction. So we'd always try to do it as quick as possible and just mainline information. Mm. Whereas the environment I'm in now is just kind of like, the way they set everything up is every group pretty much has someone who has experience in sales and like management. So my group is me. I don't know how they had to have like, the amount of time and effort that went into figuring out how to make our group up is insane because it is so like by the book. There's one of everybody in every single group. It's very interesting how there's me who has decade plus of sales experience, plus leadership training, management, certifications, all sorts of shit. A kid right out of college, a guy who's been doing it, just as long as me, who works in a different department, but we're all training together. And then this person who's just kind of like always kind of just works sales, but doesn't really have a lot of experience, like management wise. So like every group has that. So there's somebody who can fill every role. and it's been really like, is arduous the right word? Just because it's like shit I've already fucking done.
Yeah.
But that's doing nothing but boosting my confidence. So when I actually have to like go out and do the job, I'll be like, yeah, okay, fucking about time. Oh. Shh. Yeah, it's been, I mean, where are you going? You know, the dog's out? They're good. They're done barking. Yeah, so I mean, it's just like, I don't particularly like training, but I understand the importance of it. Yeah. And I'm glad we're doing it. So
it's extremely important.
Yeah.
Extremely important. And I'm not good at it.
I love doing it. I absolutely love, because it's not a matter of like getting up and talking in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
If training's different than having to like read something you created, because then there's that insecurity of exposure. Whereas like if it's training, there's an understanding of like, I know more than all of you. Like, let's learn this shit together. I don't expect you guys to know all this, but I do expect you guys to like participate so that you can feel confident to do this when I'm not here.
What's challenging with what I do is if they don't understand,
they don't say anything.
No, if they don't understand, like, I can end up in jail.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Mine is just
like
somebody
if they
cost
fuck
somebody
up,
some money.
I can end up in jail.
I don't want you to go to jail, man.
I don't want to go to jail.
Can that be the name of the episode?
I don't want to go to jail, yeah.
I don't want to go to jail. So what else
Damn.
Is going on?
Damn.
What?
Here's a trip to Belize for $450.
Are you back
on
Groupon? God damn it. Hey, for real though, next time you start planning a trip, let me know. I got some perks through work now.
Word?
Like some real ones. Like I can get a car for like a huge discount.
Really?
Through
that place?
It's crazy, dude.
What do they have?
It's a thing called perksforwork.com that like you have to have an account to sign into, and it's pretty much just like employee discounts for everything.
Perks for work.
So it's like I get
my new shoes, my old shoes.
Explain that.
I got perks for work, and I share them with dudes.
Explain the new shoes, my old shoes.
So I bought a pair of shoes. I ordered them through a local company, and they're the exact same design of shoe, exact same model number as the shoes that I had before. And I like them because they're like they're steel toe. I have to have them for work, but they like look like dress shoes. And you can wear them like with jeans or with
my dress shoes, my old shoes.
You can wear them with jeans or like slacks, you know.
I found a company called Greats that pretty much makes like business. So on, come around the corner real quick. Look at these. Look at these.
On right. Cash Fry, I can rock jeans with them.
Come look at these.
And so
this is the company I was like thinking about buying some shoes from. They're called Greats, and they're pretty cheap. And they all look they got like nice ones. They got like athletic looking ones. They got they look like casual businessy. The triple blacks. I like the triple blacks. www.greats.com. They're not sponsored by us. Probably gonna order some kicks.
So anyway, so
I like these
when
near
I bought them, and I was driving home, and I for some reason like I just started thinking like my new shoes, my old shoes, and so I started singing a rap song.
I do that shit.
My new shoes, my old shoes. I ain't gay, but I blow dudes.
The other day, like driving back from work, like everywhere
it's
I go,
just something I do.
I try to like,
but I thought this one was especially catchy.
No, this is great.
My new shoes, my old shoes.
I tried to get a. I was trying to make friends with the people who work in the cafeteria, mm-hmm. Because I don't like paying for things if I don't have to.
I won't fuck, but I'll kiss dudes.
I ain't paid for coffee since Tuesday. Because you get in good with the lunch people.
Yeah.
You ain't got to pay for shit.
Yeah.
I haven't paid for coffee since Tuesday. Probably shouldn't be saying something with the podcast.
Tuesday sounds like a 90s emo band.
I'm getting hooked up on my little, they do like little bags of like granola mix.
Uh-huh.
Stocking up on them, not charging.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention any names, but my boo-boo knows who she is.
How long till this runs out?
I hope not soon. I hope not at all.
I'm giving her the old wet willy?
No. But I think she said, I like your style.
Yeah.
And I went, ooh. Like, yeah, because you know I love. All right, she's black. I fucking love.
Oh, I figured she. I assumed she was white.
Oh, no, she's black. I've had a lot of interactions with black people this week. Aren't you proud of me?
I love black women.
I'm collecting them like Pokemon
like,
Go.
Sassy black women.
There's I don't want to say any names, but there's her, and then there's a dude who works the grill.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Slow down, Slim. Slow down now." And I was like, oh. "Like I was in the back of the line, like." Like, I was so fucking excited. Because I think there's like a.
Slim now?
No, not me. You talk to this other guy. The guy was.
I know.
He was like trying to like get a pizza made. And he kept telling all the toppings and he's going real fast. And the guy went, Slim, slow down now. Let me take a second to catch up with you. Dang. Should ask you, what don't you want? Mm-mm. And I'm just sitting in the back. And I'm sitting in the back of the line like, oh, we're going to be the best friends. Like, he's talking jive.
Black people typically consider you.
One
black,
of their, yeah,
right?
Where have you
worked? Where like black
I get brought into the fold
not,
extremely quickly,
right?
What?
What's the deal? Why do black people love you?
They do. I have a very low tolerance for bullshit. I don't take anything very seriously. I absolutely fucking love making fun of white people.
Uh-huh.
And we just always seem to be on the same, like...
And they don't even know you've got tattoos, right?
Usually not, no. That's usually a thing. We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
It's usually... I have my tattoos covered at work all the time. Like, nobody would know I had one until, like, I did this and, like, scratched my wrist.
Yeah.
And, like, my Robert Ryan was out, and the lady was just like, oh, I don't know any tattoos. I'm like, yeah, I got a couple. That's all I was going to say. Yeah, I got a few.
A few.
Yeah, and so there's the guy working the
grill.
You
got everywhere but your dick.
I don't have my dick tattooed.
I've got if you can read this and the bitch fell off.
Oh, do you? Yeah. I've got cab, but when you get a boner, it says climb aboard.
That's that's from Wheeler Walker.
Is it?
Yeah. If you can read this, the bitch fell off. That's also a tattoo I've got inked on my dick.
Would you ever get your dick tattooed?
Would I?
Yeah. I get it like a barber pole.
I mean, maybe.
Red circles all the way around. So it'd be like a peppermint stick. Or it could be like
Belize for $400.
I don't want to go to Belize.
Why?
Because I don't have any reason to go to Belize. What's there there? What's there there?
That blue hole.
What's there there? What?
What?
What's there there, Nick?
What?
What is there to do in Belize?
One bedroom suites with Wi-Fi and flat screen cable TVs.
I have that in my apartment.
Open water with an oceanfront pool.
I got a bathtub. And there's a pool at the apartment complex across the street.
A restaurant with grilled seafood and other local specialties.
I have a kitchen.
Snorkeling, scuba diving, jungle excursions, candlelight dining, sailing, biking.
All of that sounds like something I have to like go out of my
I'm going to book this shit, nigga.
Book it. Go to Belize for no fucking reason other than because you can.
You better Belize.
Ew. Ew. Ew.
Kill me.
Ew.
Kill me.
Hey, man, you want to read this email from Joe?
Yeah, let's take a break. I'm hungry.
Oh, my God. All right, we're going to take a break.
Be right back after these messages.
Fuck Nick.
Fuck Patrick.
Fuck Through Being Cool.
Come listen to Coffee Alt Delete instead. www.coffeealtdelete.com.
Boop, boop, doop.
Are you going to hell like them some bitchin' Muslims?
Nope. Sure not.
Jimmy Carter or Osama bin Laden?
Out of context. That fucking rules. Tell what you're talking about. Tell them what you were just talking to me about.
Honey, I feel your bone. So we were listening to Bird Cloud and watching the video that got banned from YouTube for being offensive, where they say that they're saving their pussy for Jesus.
He died upon
the cross. Let me get my point across.
I know we talked about
my
the show,
hymen
like,
belongs to Jesus.
Did you have girls in high school who were like doing butt shit, doing butt stuff to save their pussies for the Lord?
A few.
Man. A couple of them like rolled in like my group of friends and like it was always strange to me because I know a guy who butt fucked one of these girls behind an AC unit and like the I was going to say fifth grade. That's not true.
Some chicks are cool.
In like the 10th grade, we went outside to be like, hey, where'd he go? And then he's like behind the AC unit at my friend's house with his dick in this chick's butt at 15.
Some chicks are cool.
He's dead now. He is. He died.
He probably finished.
Do you want to do an email from Nick? Or I'm sorry, another email from Joe?
Let's do Nick's book review corner.
You want to do that first?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So I guess...
Joe, we'll get to you later after this.
I've been like acting out, I guess, a little bit because of the stress from work.
What are you, 10?
And
you've been not cleaning your room.
And so instead of acting out in an unhealthy way, I've been buying shit off of Amazon. You know I do this.
I know you do this. I didn't want to say anything when I saw that stack of books. I was like, oh, fuck, Nick's going through some shit.
So I bought a few books. I bought Good to Great.
By
John Collins. It's a management book from like the 60s. I've been really into like management style books. So I read The Effective Executive, The Magic of Thinking Big, and Good to Great.
I told you, man, Bertrand Russell, Conquest of Happiness. That's all you need.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
You know what's funny is in Good to Great, they actually quote Bertrand Russell.
Most people should. He's a fucking genius.
Isn't that funny? Then I also bought Every Man's Talmud.
What the fuck's a Talmud?
The Talmud is the...
like an Indiana Jones book?
So it's a religious document, but I'll explain to you why I got it. It's written by Abraham Cohen.
Because you needed some toilet paper? Because God's for pussies.
No, I bought it because I find the foundations of Western law interesting. And that's where Western law comes from, is from the Talmud.
What's the Talmud?
It's
I know you just tried to tell me and I made a fart noise, but I'm interested now.
Sort of a...
Does it look like cum?
Yeah. It's sort of a... it's a like rabbinic commentary on the Torah.
What does rabbinic mean?
It's written by rabbis. Rabbis.
Rabbis are...
Jewish, like Jewish priests.
Ugh, do they fiddle kids?
I mean, probably everybody does.
It gets you closer to God.
It's like a broken down version of the Talmud that so you can it makes sense. It's supposed to be good. And I honestly got it because I find like the foundations of Western law interesting.
I don't know anything about any of what you just said, but you gave me a book which I'm interested in reading because I just like to read.
And then I got a book called In Search of Being: The Fourth Way to Consciousness by G.I. Gurdjieff. Which sounds like some New Age shit, but it's not. He was a Russian Muslim mystic from the early 1900s who apparently, this is just what I've read, sort of is what Bill Murray bases his philosophy on.
Which made me buy in 100%.
Yeah, he's like, this guy's like an absurdist, you know? Like, just thinks that you shouldn't take anything seriously. And... it's kind of fascinating, so I bought the book to kind of get an understanding of his take on life.
What's it called?
Knowledge of Reality.
I put mine in my
Search of Being, rather. I'll read a little bit of the back for you. Our present knowledge is based on sense perception like children's. If we wish to acquire knowledge of reality, we must change ourselves open to a higher state of consciousness through development of being. Change of knowledge comes from change of being. We must first have self-knowledge, and with self-knowledge we shall learn how to change ourselves if we wish to change ourselves. Systems and schools can indicate methods and ways so that when we are ready, new knowledge will come to us from outside, but no system or school, whatever, can do the work for us. We have to do it ourselves. Inner growth, a change of being, depends entirely upon the work that a person must do himself. In this book, many things will be explained schematically, including the laws of unity that are reflected in all phenomena. I mean, it sounds like the rant of like a maniac, but
I know I'm interested,
but I'm curious. I'm just curious. You know,
I just like books. I just like to read, and I've been reading a lot of like I don't read a lot of fiction.
I don't either.
Except for comic books. I read a lot of like. Most of the stuff I read is either kind of like a weird self-help book or like essays, that kind of stuff. But thank you. I'm excited to read that. You said Bill Murray was involved, or that's like Bill Murray's like where
guru.
And I was like, I'm in.
That's
I'm
where
done.
He, it's kind of like what he bases his life off. And it's, what the fuck?
Ooh, it was my phone. Ooh. Sorry about that.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
That's
phone.
A toot.
I still get fucking.
But you know, like Bill Murray seems like, he's like very content, but like he doesn't seem to like
give a shit
about shit.
Mm-mm.
And I find that fascinating.
What, the ability to just take it in as it comes?
Yeah, like he just floats through life.
I mean, what's
and
that
he's successful
saying?
But like he doesn't seem to enjoy the success.
He doesn't enjoy being he doesn't get off on this to him success. Another way to say it, being famous isn't what makes him successful to him.
Yeah,
it seems like, which I really, really admire.
And like almost every movie he's in, he breaks the fifth wall or the fourth wall, which is kind of funny.
Everybody keeps asking if I want to see the new Ghostbusters, and I'm just like, no.
Ghostbusters?
No fucking interest.
No?
It came out this week. No, not at all. I can't fucking, dude, if she's in anything, I check out. I can't.
Really?
Yeah, I can't.
I love Kristen
you put
Wiig.
Her
I think
in,
Kristen Wiig is hilarious.
You put Melissa McCarthy in like an X-Men movie, I'm probably not going to go see that X-Men movie in theaters.
Really?
I won't give her any of my money.
I think
I
she's
can't
funny.
Fucking do it.
I think she's
funny. Anyone can be fun if they're trying to be Chris Farley.
Yeah, but I mean, you could make that argument about, like, I mean,
I don't like her. Put my foot down.
People have been doing pratfalls and shit.
Emily was trying to get me to.
She's
like, we should go see Ghostbusters. And I was like, I'd rather just watch the first two. And she goes, why is it? Because I don't care for anyone in the new one except for.
You don't
Kristen
like Kristen Wiig? Dude, she's funny as shit.
I saw a movie.
You ever see her on. You ever see her on Jimmy Fallon? Like
yeah,
when she comes
no,
on as like.
I don't watch Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, I love Jimmy Fallon.
I can't.
Dude.
You've gotten so white in this neighborhood. Listen, watching Jimmy Fallon? No, I don't really care for Jimmy
she comes,
Fallon.
She came on one time as Michael Jordan.
I'm not saying that she's
with
not funny.
Wig. She Kristen Wiig, dude, she is funny as
There's
shit.
There's a movie she came out that came out with called Welcome to Me that she's in. It's fucking terrible.
Kristen Wiig?
Yes.
Oh, she does like everything.
Though. It's a horrible top five worst movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Top five. Like
yeah, but she does like everything.
Right, she does tons of stuff, I know. But like her in drama, not don't care. I heard Skeleton Twins was a waste of time too. So
you see that movie with her and Will Ferrell, when they did the Lifetime movie? Did you hear about that?
The fake Lifetime movie or
yeah.
the real Lifetime movie?
It's a real Lifetime movie. They released it on Lifetime.
But it's making fun of Lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have heard about that.
Fucking hilarious.
She's also in a thing, I think it's called like Spoils of Babylon, which is like a making
fun of Lifetime.
But
there's no jokes. There's no jokes in the whole
they
movie.
They play it straight the whole
they
time?
They play it straight the whole fucking time.
You should find out what that's called because I'd like to watch
it's
that.
Fucking hilarious. I'm
trying to think, man. Like, fucking. God damn it.
Fucking.
It's my.
Cops are bald, man.
It's my fucking stepbrother's birthday. My dad won't leave me alone.
Cops are fucking bald and shit,
He's
man.
He's like, are you coming over for dinner? I'm your dad. And I'm like, no, I don't like any of the shit you guys cook because you put fucking clove in all of it. They had fucking, like, sausages. And I swear to shit. The buns were, like, coated with clove, like, just brushed with clove to keep the demons away. Whatever dumb shit she fucking thinks. Oh!
We got some emails.
Hold on a second. My aunt and my uncle were in town a couple weeks ago, and my uncle bites into a baked potato and goes, What's that spice? What is that? And I goes, probably clove. And she goes, yeah, I use the same utensil I use to stir the salad. I'm like, fuck, clove in the salad? What are we doing?
Get your life.
I'm just like, fucking quit. This isn't a, this shit belongs. You have the behavior of someone who owns a candle store. Stop it. Just, I don't want to go over there. I like my stepbrother. He's a good person. I got him a Steam card for his birthday.
A Steam card?
Yeah, for $20.
What's that?
You can buy video games on the computer.
Nerd!
I think he's a good... I mean, yeah. I have The Last of Us downloading as I'm here right now. I think he's a good dude.
Dude. I didn't tell you. What? The other day, so there's this guy at work. And you know, like, I'm never mean at work.
I don't know that.
I'm not. I'm super nice. I'm thinking about changing that shit. But anyway.
Flip the script! Flip the script!
So...
That's the thing we're doing. We stutter things out.
So somebody was telling me... what was in something. We were in a meeting, and there's like 15 of us in there. And somebody said that there was benzene in something. I fucking know what benzene is.
It's
an 8-sided hydrocarbon chain. But
fucking no.
Well, no. But so somebody said some benzene was in something, and I said benzene, not expecting benzene to be in this chemical that they were discussing. And this guy who's like 60, who he's super smart and he loves telling people shit. He goes, yeah, it's a hydrocarbon chain. And the I fucking know that. And the
nerd. The
plant manager like looks at him, and I go, I put my hand over my mouth and I go, nerd. Nobody laughed.
Doesn't matter.
I
you
fucking
laughed.
Lost my shit,
dude. All right, so
I fucking schooled an old dude. It was fucking hilarious.
We were doing their teach, or my new work is a bunch of fucking acronyms, and one of the acronyms like OCRR or whatever, mm-hmm. and it got to the first R, and she was just kind of like, Does anyone know? Like she's looking around, and I was like, R. She went, yeah, and I was like, are you going to speed this up?
Nice.
And then like the class laughed, and she even started laughing. She goes, okay. And then it got to R again, and I was like, are you going to the mall later? It was she went because Billy Madison.
Yeah,
I got killed 2 times in a row. So we got emails because I don't want to talk about.
Oh wait. Have you seen that video yet of the German coach sniffing his dick?
Nope, but I'm gonna go ahead and YouTube that. I'm gonna YouTube it. I got it right here. All right, what am I looking in?
It's just type in German soccer butt sniffer.
I'm not German soccer coach. First thing that pops up. Oh, I have seen this guy. I have seen these
Isn't
videos.
Isn't that hilarious?
Yeah. Where he's always scratching his balls and digging his butt. Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. Oh, man. I know that someone's got a video of me digging my nose and eating it. Like, I know they do. I don't fucking care. A little joke for me. If I'm picking my nose and I know that someone's watching me or sees me, I'll eat it.
Here's 8 days in Peru for $2,000.
I'm not going to Peru.
I want to go to Peru
I'm
with you.
I'm not traveling anywhere. ISIS wants to kill the world, and I don't want to leave my apartment.
It's Machu Picchu.
Yeah, Machu Picchu. Machu Picchu, go blow up. I'm not going to fucking go there. So I'm going to find a way to drive a bus through it. Too soon!
That's funny.
All right, so you want to read this email from Joe?
Here's $7.99 to go to Nepal.
Joe, I'm trying to read your email, but Nick won't stop looking at Groupon.
All right, fine.
All right, so you want to do the song?
The song?
Yeah, there's an email song.
What?
You have the email song. You're always singing it every time we say we have an email.
Oh. Emails. We got some motherfucking emails and shit. From Joe.
Another email from Joe. It says
letters from... Joe.
It's got it. Yeah, Lorenzo, where's our letters, man?
Yeah,
pick it
Lorenzo.
Up.
L-Dog.
All right, so we got another one from
L-Train.
Joe. It says, Pat and Nick.
L-Train the Pussy King.
T-Train the Pussy King. Tristan's nickname gets mentioned. Strange you said that. He mentions Tristan
really?
In this email. Yep.
The Pussy King?
Yep. Pat and Nick. Guys, thanks for reading my questions on the podcast. That was hilarious. The guy sitting next to me as we were taking off from Minneapolis kept looking at me funny as I was in tears laughing. So, you know, keep up the good work. I'm starting to think Joe's a spy. Because he travels around a whole lot.
We should go visit him whenever we go to SLC.
As someone who, I don't know, obsessed over equipment and getting my stuff to sound exactly how I want it to, I sometimes can't process it when people don't really care about what they play through. I guess it was a little unexpected to hear that you guys had no intensely strong opinion about this subject that no one cares about, like your intensely strong opinions about other things that no one cares about, like Juno or beards. Worst thing you've ever seen, and if you don't have one, you're a woman. I was fully expecting to be raked across the coals for being a carving man. Not at all. I had some carving-based equipment. Had it, got rid of it. I didn't like it. But hey, you guys were into punk, where noise trumps tone, I guess, whereas I mainly played post-grunge alternative where that stuff matters. Yeah.
Nerd.
Sometimes, yeah. No, I mean, like, with all my guitar equipment, I liked my tone, but I never really...
But I love punk.
Yeah, we were always like, okay, you got 10 minutes set up, get in there and go. So we just kind of fucking plugged in and made sure everything was the right level and just kind of went. I can see my younger self being angry about this, where now as an adult, I'm just kind of like, meh, whatever floats your boat. So thank you for not being mad that we're not gearheads. We're not as much as we used to be, so I appreciate that. Okay, this one's for you, Nick. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Sir, I heard what you said. I'm listening. Sure, yeah, I'll be your vessel. Fill me up with that knowledge. I think I got what you were saying, so I'll try to ask the right questions this time. How many dicks is too many dicks to demonstrate to the devil? Yeah, even he who first fell, the father of all darkness, my undying devotion.
There's no such thing as too many dicks.
Is that what you got for?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I wanted to point out something funny. As I mentioned before, I was doing my semi-annual listening of Laser Brain right before I found your new podcast, at which point I listened through that. So in the course of about a month, I've heard Nick go from working at the Rape Hospital with Tristan to working at a bank to working at James Jonathan's to being an intern to killing his boss and taking your job to talking about and subsequently quitting that job to getting his current job to talking about quitting that job. Nick, bro, you got to get your employment game on lock, man. I mean, for my sanity and in that time period, Pat had like two jobs, two pathetic, unrewarding jobs that only a loser would have. That being said, Pat, good job on getting out of the Samsung thing. Hope your new post-school career starts off well. Also, don't go into the publishing industry. My wife is an acquisitions editor and was a copy editor for a publishing house here in Springville. There's no money in that. I know. And if this helps, tell Tristan that I really do miss hearing him on the podcast. I love listening to you two, but he adds the sort of frantic energy to the whole situation, like dropping a rabbit into a cage of starving rabbit weasels. Tristan, I'm serious, man. If I have time to listen to this shit, you have time to help fuck my ear holes. Tristan, step into my ear puss. Please. I'm all ear wet for that sweet, sweet belly dick of humor you got. Fill me up, dude. Thoroughly witness Joe. Thank you, Joe. Thank you so much for that. That's fucking... Nice. Every time I get an email from him, I always respond real quick like, hey, man, I got you. Get you on the next show.
Let's... When are we going to Salt Lake City?
I don't know what I work now. I don't know what my schedule is, man. I work Monday... You keep rolling your fucking eyes all you want.
How much PTO do you have?
I don't know. I don't know these things.
Ask!
I don't know any of that. Look... My first...
I'll go by myself then.
That's fine. Go out there. I can't do anything for the next like 3 months.
You're being a real dick right now.
I have a fucking new career where I have to adhere to new rules for a little bit before I own the place. They haven't put my initials on the side of the building yet. Oh yeah, shake your head because I got a real fucking job.
I got a guy that wants to hire me to do some consulting for him, local company. And he's not going to pay me in fireworks. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Wait, hold on. So
I offered to undercut another company.
Take notes, Joe. Nick got another job.
I would just do it on weekends.
Are you allowed to do that kind of shit? Can you freelance consult?
Yeah.
There's consultants where I work, and they make fucking money.
Yeah?
I don't even know how much money I make.
Okay, so consultants make you can make a shit ton of money. Let me rephrase that. Consulting, you get like half of what you make is eaten by taxes by Uncle Sam.
Yeah, because you're self-employed.
That's why consultants, it seems like consultants charge a shitload of money, but they only make like half of it. So honestly, I probably just like get them to pay me under the table.
I honestly have no idea how much money I make at my new job.
Yeah.
I don't know. They were talking about, like, people were like, did you like your offer sheet? And I was like, what? They're like, you're the money you got off for your job. And I was like, oh, I didn't really. No, I worried about it. They were just like, really? I was like, I don't chase paper, man.
Yeah.
And they couldn't wrap their head around it. The guy was like, what do you mean?
No, I feel that.
He's like, what do you mean? I was like, I didn't want to be where I was. This is here. So I took this job. He's like, you don't know what you're making? I was like, I'll know next Friday when I get paid. He goes, you just signed it. And I was like, yeah, I didn't have a choice. I didn't have a job. Now I have a job. And that's when I said, I chase opportunities, not paper, man. He was just like...
You know, I told you I got a raise recently.
Fucking Richie Rich.
I make more money than I ever thought I would. And I've had, like, a couple of the guys at work asked me, they were like, are you happy with what you're making? And I told them, I was like, I would do it for less.
Yeah. That's what with my other job, I offered to do it for a dollar less.
I was like, don't tell my boss that, but I would do this for less. I have.
Yeah.
I mean, 2 years ago, I did.
Yeah.
And I've gotten like basically 30% increase.
It's weird when people are like, because I think I'm making even to what I made at my other job, which is fine because I got paid very well at my other job for doing what I did. The hours just sucked. So to hear all these people like complaining about like, well, the offer sheet's different.
Dude, and
I'm just
complain
sitting there,
about anything.
Right, but I was just like sitting there and I was like, man, I'm so glad that like I genuinely don't fucking care about money. I don't care. I just...
Stupid.
I'm like, what's the fucking point? I have a job. If I want to make more money or go to a job that has more money, I'll just do better here. I'm not going to sit... Instead of focusing that attitude on like being upset about not getting paid, just do the fucking job and maybe it'll pan out in the end or you'll go somewhere else and make more money. Like, I just... The whole first year, people asking about like... It was weird they don't offer signing bonuses.
I'll tell you,
fucking cares.
I'll make a really interesting point to you.
Okay.
How many really negative, successful people have you ever met? Very few, right?
No, I know a lot of negative people who are successful.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't.
That's negative.
And the point is like, people who, like... You have to fucking dream big, man. You have to fucking follow your dream.
I would never say that.
I've
never one of those guys like, around. I mean, I genuinely believe you can do whatever you want, but you need to adjust what successful is.
If you try really hard, it's really hard not to be successful.
Unless you want to slam dunk and you don't have anything below your knees.
I said it's really hard.
You would need to have like specialized spring boots. And then people are going to make fun of you.
For your boots?
Yeah. Look at that guy with the fucking
legs. My point
legs.
Is, if you dream it, you can be it.
It's not true. It's not true at all. Did you have that kind of shit in school where they were just kind of like, if you want it, you can have it. Just go out. Nothing's stopping you.
I truly believe that.
I think that to an extent, but I also think
that to an extent.
Yeah.
If you really, really try, you'll be successful.
I will never play professional hockey.
There are examples, though, of course, of people that like,
stumbled
that really just... really try and they just suck life shits on them and it happens.
Yeah,
but I'd say 95% of the time, I mean, if you really try, you can do well.
It's weird to be around people who are like they were talking about how much they make and I was like, well, that's kind of tactless. They're like, how much did you get? Like
they,
how much
they were telling you?
They were trying to, and I was just kind of like, well, I just cut them off, like, because they were trying to talk about that. And I was like, well, we all know that we're all getting paid the same amount because we're on a 6 month freeze when we came in. That this is what we make for 6 months. After that, that's when certain perks kick in. And they were just like, well, and I was like, I read the offer sheet. I just wasn't concerned on where the decimal and the dollar sign was. I just don't not worried about it. They're like, why? Why aren't you gonna? You're driving back and forth. I was like, right. I know how to budget. I'm not really like, I feel like an asshole because like my entire group of people were like stressing about shit, and like I guess I came across as like blasé. But I was like, no, I'm just not concerned with that.
Stressing about stuff. Is
I can't
like,
control it. So why stress over it?
Right. It's like paying. It's like paying money on a debt you don't owe.
Right. That's nice.
Thank you, Pete Holmes.
I like that. Yeah. Like. Fucking like people were like, you gotta.
Now if I could only take my own advice.
People were like, you gotta get up at 5:30 to be here today. I was like, no, I get here at 5:30 so I can be here by 7:15. And they're like, why? And I was like, well, there's traffic, so I want to make sure I've got time. And they're just like, how do you do it? I was like, because I have to. Yeah. And then like I felt like such a dickhead because I told this one guy who's like kept like trying to come up with it. Like it was like he was trying to make excuses for me. Like, man, I just don't know how you do it. Like all this other kind of stuff. And I went, because it's what I need to do. It's what got me here. I don't want to be here forever, so I have to do that here as well to move up.
It's how I pay for my shirts.
I was just like, I don't want to not do well. That's what the job takes. It's very weird to like hear myself say that shit to like people who are obviously older than me. And I'm just kind of
positive.
Well, no, it's just like,
can we take a break? I need more tea.
You can go
tea.
We're already at an hour.
Can we?
We're doing like
we have half hour left.
The 65 to 70 minute range is perfect. What do you have to get tea for? Go get more tea.
I like tea.
But do you have to make more tea or just go get it?
Make.
God damn it.
Let's just take a quick break.
God damn it.
And we'll be right back.
I don't
want
to take any more breaks. We're on a roll. Ugh. No, go make your tea. You've already gotten up. You've already made the decision to make tea.
Can I stand by? All right. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Tastes like pancakes. five, six, seven, eight. Well, I was sober and just walking around Williamsburg. No, they ought to rename this place Vodka Soderbergh. Cause I've been drinking with the homos and they say that they ain't homos, but they look like one to me. I got 25 bucks to blow in vodka sober. Yeah, that's five drinks, five by five, and don't leave a tip. Yeah, that's ice and that's vodka and that's soda. No lime, don't put no bullshit straw into it. Just now starting.
You looking to get some shit on your dick?
Some blood on my knife. Some shit on my dick. God damn it, dude. So I'm still signed into all those like crazy job websites.
Uh-huh.
So I'm always
LinkedIn. Like, are you on LinkedIn?
I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Glassdoor. I'm on ZipRecruiter. I'm on Monster.
Do you know
I'm
about
on Indeed?
Do you know about that?
What?
The LinkedIn.
What is LinkedIn?
Oh, fuck.
Is it from another podcast?
No.
Are you lying to me? Yes.
No, it's from this other thing.
You're lying to me, Nick. Come on, man. We can't do other podcast stuff.
But it's Joey Diaz.
Wait, no. Okay. The link. What the fuck is LinkedIn? I'm just assuming. Is that what it is? Because that's how he talks. Hey, man. When you clean out your ears, does your dick get kind of hard?
A little bit.
You got to preface it. You can't just play it. You got to tell people what it is.
It took me the last two fucking weeks. And the immune, ever since I fucking traveled... You know, you got this fucking new kiwi fucking disease going around. Mosquitoes biting your kids, born with fucked up heads.
Really?
Yeah, there's a new fucking thing going around. I don't know the name of it. Somebody fucking sent me a picture the other day of these poor kids and shit. It's a pregnant woman and shit.
Oh, I think I heard about that.
Yeah, what the fuck? What are you living on? In a closet? What the fuck is the picture here? See? I don't fucking see how to.
It's okay.
Let me tell you something. This fucking iPhones, dog.
I can't listen to him talk, dude. I can't listen to that.
Those people, when are they going to stop sending me friend requests? If you're on LinkedIn, then don't bother me no more. Every morning I wake up, everybody wants to be my friend on LinkedIn.
They're not bothering you. LinkedIn is making them send emails.
I refuse to give anybody even the opportunity. I'm so pissed off at LinkedIn because it's bullshit.
Stop it. Stop it. That's mean.
What?
Dude, I can't listen to him talk.
Why? Dude, he's lost like 300 pounds. Give him a break.
Then why is his bone so heavy? Why is he acts like he's sweat. He sounds like he's sweating.
I mean, he's kind of fucked up because he was on drugs for years and shit.
He talks like he's always about to come.
He's been exercising every single day. He does jiu-jitsu.
Oh, are you and Jonathan, you and Joseph Diaz friends in real life?
I love Joey Coco Diaz.
Man, so what do you want to talk about? You got half. We said we got 15, 20 minutes left. What do you want
to
talk about?
I'm about to buy a trip to Nepal.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Are you not going to tell her? You're just going to plan the trip? Hey, we're going to Nepal?
Yeah, I have to do that with her.
You have to what?
You just have to do shit, because she'll be like, well, let's plan it, and then she'll never plan anything.
Oof. Okay, you're tread lightly, Nick. We're on a recorded medium. Let's not say anything that
I don't know. It makes me nervous. And so, like, I just have to just do shit and then tell her. Hey, we're going to Nepal.
In her defense, you are also the guy who plans things out.
Yeah. I actually plan shit.
Oh, God. All right. I didn't mean to open up a can of worms, Nick. Yeah. See, I don't. When it comes to vacation, I'm the exact opposite.
So I have to do it.
I don't. If I have to go to Universal Studios one more time,
go to Fiji with me. Go to Australia.
Absolutely not to both of those. I don't want to go to either one of those places.
Why don't you go on vacation with me?
Because you go to places that you would hate me an hour into vacation. We're going outside. No, we're not.
I hate you now.
You're like, we're going outside. I don't want to do that. We're going to go look at the mountains. It's too hot.
It's 9 days in Indonesia for $1,000.
The fuck are we going to do for 9 days?
Suck each other's dicks and shit.
I don't have to leave to do that. You just got to get brave, and I got to get... That's all that is. You don't have to fucking leave to suck each other's dicks. It's not like if we ended up doing it, people would be that surprised by the fact that, like, oh, they record the podcast, but when they're done, they take turns sucking each other's dicks.
Has anybody ever fucked on a podcast?
I'm sure it's happened.
Have you heard, who's that female Asian comedian? She's, like, kind of young.
Ali Wong?
Yeah. Have you heard Ali Wong's podcast?
No.
At the end, she masturbates and does her, closing thing.
She doesn't really masturbate. No. I don't want to hear that.
Yes, she does.
No, I don't want to hear that, Nick. I don't want to hear somebody masturbate audibly. That sounds so dumb. Do you believe that she's actually masturbating? Women can't have orgasms, Nick. That's why it's a comedy podcast. Are you looking it up? It's on YouTube? There's no way that's on YouTube. Nick, you've gone solo. Nick, you have to keep talking. You can't just pick up the tablet and go into fucking mute mode. What are you looking at?
I can't find it.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it. It sounds gross.
Yeah, but she masturbates on her podcast at the end.
Why?
I don't know. I guess she likes to masturbate.
Yeah, but why do you have to do it?
Chicks are cool.
That's... I think masturbating is very cool, but I don't want to listen to somebody do it.
Why?
Because it sounds gross.
It's not. It's not, though.
It is.
No, it's cool.
I masturbate real hard. Like, I pretty much bring my hand down and punch my lap. And I'm like...
You should record it.
No. For what? Yeah. I'm sure fucking Sam, Jared, and Lorenzo are like, that's what's missing out of my life. The sound of fucking Patrick beating his pud. Like,
hey, we should check and see how many listeners we've been getting.
We have a million of them.
See if it's increased.
We have 1,000 listeners. We're averaging 1,000,000 downloads an episode. I'm trying to will that into existence.
Thinking big.
Think big.
Think big.
Let's see.
Tug your dick.
Log.
My new shoes. My old shoes.
I forgot those stuff.
I podcast with other dudes.
I think I forgot all the stuff to sign in. I forgot the Twitter password. Shit. I don't remember the password to the Podbean site.
Well, fuck it. I think it's
shut up. What are you doing?
Whoops. I forgot we were recording.
Oh man. I don't remember. It's probably that.
Wait, no, not Ali Wong. What's the other Asian comedian?
Margaret Cho?
No.
I don't know, man. I don't listen to a lot of female comedians. Ladies aren't funny. I'm not. I am joking. Everybody fucking knows that.
All right.
I'm joking.
Fucking, what's his name?
Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis.
I'm fucking kidding. I am old, but I don't genuinely think that.
Ali Wong's funny, man.
Man, Throw Your Nuts In had drastically lower downloads than I thought it would have.
Really?
Yeah. Throw Your Nuts In didn't get lower than normal. Huh. Weird. Whatever. Let's see here.
What numbers? Let me see.
No, you'll get upset. This is how I look at it. Total downloads versus episodes. That's what I look at. I don't want individual numbers.
How many on this show?
This Throw Your Nuts In had that many. That's how many Throw Your Nuts Been had.
Oh.
It's not bad.
All right.
It's not bad.
Throw them in, boy.
Throw them nuts in. Yeah, dude, when you said that Slave was the worst job last week, I thought I was going to fucking shit my pants. I listened to that in the car and it snuck up on me again.
Yeah, I listened to it.
Sorry, I'm picking my nose with such vigor.
Because I wanted to hear me say that.
Do you listen to this at the gym?
Sometimes.
I can't listen.
I don't listen to every episode. I just listen to. I check them in.
You listen to the quality hits. Control. Quality control?
Yeah.
Dude, I can't listen to music while I lift weights.
Really?
Yeah. I can listen to music during cardio, but when it comes to like lifting, I have to listen to podcasts. Why did you just slap your chest with your fists?
I've got indigestion.
Acid indigestion. It's probably because you're drinking all that fucking tea. Yeah.
Okay.
Just letting you know. I'm looking out for you, man.
Looking out for number one.
I've had nothing but salads for lunch for 5 straight fucking days. I'm feeling good. I've been skipping monstrous shits. Why are you skipping meals?
Because of fucking work, man.
You can't do that, man. You get depressed. You don't eat.
I know.
You got to keep your metabolism up.
Your
metabolism up. You got to get your metabolism up. You got to eat salads. You got to get your vegetables.
You heard it first.
Get your metabolism.
Body talk with that.
All right, everybody, you got acid indigestion? You got acid indigestion?
Don't skip lunch.
Yeah, don't drink so much tea. Make sure you're drinking lots of agua and get your metabolism up.
Get it up.
All right, so I want to explain something. I don't think that there are soda pipes for houses, you fucking assholes.
So
I don't
they
think
made fun
that.
Of you. On,
I don't think that.
ESR.
Yeah.
Did you listen to it?
I listened to that part because I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? Because I was shitting. I was doing laundry and I was shitting.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought it'd be funny to go on a tangent about how they have sodas or soda pipes going to their house and they were spraying sprinklers. Or their sprinklers are spraying soda all over the yard and they got a bunch of ants. I don't think that is a thing. Is that new episode? A bunch of yard talk?
She said, I want Dolly Parton. And Bill said, are you serious? Like,
where did I tell you it was?
23 minutes.
Oh.
So give some backstory on this, Nick. On the Big Shiny podcast, they were making fun of me.
About, this was a pain in the ass. It was hot out. I'm glad it's fixed, though. And he's like, oh, that's good. He said, you know, if you take a file, since it's a motor and it's spinning already, you could have just...
Bored.
Degrees outside.
I can't find it. But anyway.
Good, because that show was boring. I'm just joking. There's been a lot of fucking home building talk on that show lately.
I know, I love it.
You love it. I'm sitting at the gym going fucking somebody talk about Spider-Man. I don't want to hear this.
It's tough, man. Sometimes plays got
to
grow up.
I'll be honest with you. Hearing you guys talk about this kind of shit makes me so fucking happy I don't have to deal with it.
I'd like to go on Two Shots again. Talk about home ownership.
Oh, God. Homeowns. Yeah, I was listening to them talk about... sprinkler systems, and I don't think that there are separate pipes for soda, but how fucking cool would it be if there was? That's all I'm saying. But it wouldn't be some Busch League root beer bullshit. I'd have cream soda. An elegant choice for a soft beverage. You savages with your root beer. Root beer is fucking gross.
I like root beer.
No. It's the black licorice of soda. You get it because it's there and it's different. Nobody really likes it.
I like it.
Mug, more like... But
taking hard stances.
I don't like root beer, man. I'm a cream soda boy. Everybody knows that about me.
Root beer.
No, I don't. I'm a DD boy. Yeah, and I like cream soda. No, I don't. I don't like root beer.
Yeah,
you do. You know, it's a pet peeve of mine when somebody tells me I do something.
He does.
I like something. I know I don't like it. No, I don't. Shut the fuck up. I don't like root beer.
I drink root
No, you haven't. I will put money on that. You have never. There's a better chance of you watch you and me sucking each other's dicks or blowing other men than me drinking root beer in front of you.
Put your money where your mouth is.
I will. Show me a cock. I'll suck it before I drink any root beer. Root beer is fucking gross. It's got that anise flavor in it. I don't like that.
What if you sucked a dick and root beer came out?
I'd be so many questions. First question is, where's my life at? Second question is, what's wrong with your fucking dick?
He likes root beer.
Another question is, how do I set this up? I would like to do this. But I want it to be cream soda. Well, no, if I tug on his balls, I get root beer. But if I poke him in his butt, I get Dr. Pepper. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, just suck this male soda dispenser, boy. It's so fucking
sexy
gross.
Soda.
I was listening to another podcast, and they were talking about how this guy ate 62 oysters.
That's a lot of oysters.
And one of the guys was like, I feel so bad for whoever you intercourse with, because I bet your cum stunk and tasted so bad. So can your diet really have an effect on your...
That's what I've heard, but I've never tasted cum, so I wouldn't know.
Mine always tastes like me.
But I've heard that pineapple will give it a sweet taste, but it could be bullshit.
That's like lunchroom talk, though. Like, that's the kind of shit I chalk up as, like, you get hair in your palms if you jack off too much. You
that's
go
true.
Blind. What?
I'm just kidding.
I immediately stare at my hands.
Remember, what did Matt used to call it? Harry Palmer? It was,
Pamela Henderson?
It was like lemonade and tea and something else.
No, what are you talking
instead
about?
Instead of Arnold Palmer, he called it a Harry Palmer.
Oh, yeah. God, man, I remember like going the fucking amount of Arizona tea that kid fucking drank on tour. He get those fucking giant, he'd always get two of them and bang them together.
Matt, hit us up.
His store's going really well, man. He's been posting pictures of it. Store is called Studio Post Office. It's in Louisville.
Hey, here's $59.
Oh my God!
For a hotel in St. George, Utah. Huh?
I'm not, no.
Huh?
No, we're crashing at somebody's house. I'm not putting any money up for that trip. No, that is strictly going to be a t-shirt money crowdfunded trip. I'm not putting any money toward that.
Where do we go in?
I don't know.
I
have
a goddamn go.
Well, Nick?
I've got 4 weeks vacation.
I don't know how much I have. I don't know. I don't ask these questions. I just show up. I work 8 to 4:30 or some shit. And sometimes on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I don't have to go in at all. I can work from home.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Maybe. That's what I was told. I really don't know the rules. They just keep giving me like free shit.
I should ask if I could work from home one day a week.
Can you? How would you do that though? You work at like a factory. Oh, like admin stuff?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I spend 99% of my time on a computer.
Man. So, I can't wait to get my cubicle set up.
And then fucking meetings. So if I could, like, on Fridays, work from home.
Yeah.
Dude, I put in 40 hours in 3 days last week. So, like, I'm pulling 40. Easy. I'm working 60 to 80 hours a week.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
It sucks right now.
Oh, wait. But you're on salary, right?
Least favorite vegetable. Yeah, I'm on salary.
Man, there was celery in the chicken salad at work.
And I'm
was
fucking
like,
making that money.
That must be nice, because I don't know how much money I make. I have no
idea.
I'm
probably fucking making minimum wage if you broke down my hours, though.
Fucking, there was celery in the chicken salad at work, and I was upset about it.
I hate celery.
I don't. And then also, there was another, I got a chicken salad the next day, because I was like, I don't know how to learn lessons. There was fucking nuts in it.
Yeah.
Who does that shit?
I do.
Gross!
I don't really eat chicken salad very often.
People though. Are like, oh, let's put some grapes in there, too.
Hey, do you like chicken? Yeah, chicken's good.
Yeah.
Hey, put mayonnaise in it.
I like mayonnaise.
You know what mayonnaise is made from?
Eggs and milk.
I know, and just eggs.
Eggs. Yeah, it's eggs.
How fucked up is it to fucking mush up a dead bird with its babies?
That's what you gotta do,
it's
man.
Fucked up, man.
Maybe to
it's
you.
Fucked up.
If I know it's going to be a creamy mayonnaise treat, I'm going to do it all day. All day. Make mayo all day. All day mayo, man.
Mix up this fucking chicken period with this dead chicken that we boiled. And then put some grapes and nuts in it.
I don't think I've ever actually purchased mayonnaise, because I feel like that's one of those things, like, I shouldn't be in control of how much goes on there, because I'm either going to put too much or too little. And too much mayo is outright fucking disgusting. It's just too much.
Like people who've convinced themselves they don't have a drug problem. Like, I don't buy.
Yeah.
No, I don't buy. I don't buy.
No.
I only smoke other people's mayonnaise.
Well, that's like Cracker Barrel. One of my favorite meals on the earth is egg salad sandwich, both types of cheeses, tomato, mayo on sourdough. It's one of my favorite fucking things in the entire world. But I would never put mayonnaise on a chicken salad sandwich or on an egg salad. Fucking A. I would never put mayo on an egg sandwich I made myself. But if I go there, for some reason, I'm like, they got it down. They know what they're doing.
You've complained yourself retarded.
I also got hash brown casserole and fried okra.
That's funny.
I don't complain at work. This is where I complain. I don't fucking do it.
I do too. I bitch all the time on the podcast and I don't at work.
Try not to be like.
It's where we vent, man. It's good for us.
8 to 4:30. I'm going to show up and be like, all right, let's fucking suck today's dick. And then when we're done, I'm like,
I think if I didn't sound like me, like people that I work with, if they listen to this podcast, they wouldn't fucking recognize me.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because like I'm super positive and like nice at work.
It took me 5 days to talk about cum at my new job. I didn't bring it up. Somebody else did.
5 days?
Yeah, this
did
girl.
Did anybody say, and we're back?
No, this girl showed me a photo of her coming. No, she showed me a photo that just said, it was one of those like memes, and it said something about like getting rid of your testicles for like $35,000 a piece. I'm like, that's a myth. She went, what? I was like, you can't get 35 grand for your testicles. She went, why? I was like, you can't sell organs. It's not allowed by the federal government. She goes, kind of gave me a look. I was like, I looked into it. She was like, why? And I was like, because if all I had to do is show up and in 45 minutes, I have $70,000.
Because I like money, though.
And I was like, I would totally do that. She goes, well, then you wouldn't be able to get hard. And I was like, yes, yes, you would.
Yeah.
It's a different tubes. Even I fucking know that. And something you know about me, you stupid bitch, is I don't know anything about the human body. But I was like, no, it's, you can still get hard. She goes, but you can't have kids. And I was like, yeah, I know. That's kind of a... It's kind of why I want to do it. And then that started a whole fucking chain of conversation where I just told her,
you
like,
sell your eggs though.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want
to. That's sexist.
She's like, well, you'd have to put some, usually they make you put semen away before they take those away. I was like, yeah, I'd ask to keep it though and just like throw it in the freezer or something. And she went, why? And I was like, because I think it'd be funny to have it in my freezer. And then I'm like, yeah, man, those beers are in the freezer. And then they have to like move my bag of cum to get
behind
to the beers.
My cum.
Yeah, she was just kind of like, oh.
You're not a bird.
He's like, I probably shouldn't have talked to you about anything.
I'm not going
to
ask you anything ever again.
Man, there's so many like yogurt conversations going on where I'm at, dude. It's so
Greek yogurt
awesome.
Conversation.
So awesome. To fucking
white
just,
fucks.
To like, just
white
sit
born
there
fucks.
And listen to people who have nothing in common but a circumstance, a.k.a. new job, and fucking be like, yeah, did you go fuck? Did you see the game last night?
My new job is my old job.
Did you guys see that? Yeah, did you guys... What do you guys think we're going to be doing today?
I make boring talks with these dumb slobs.
What do you guys think we're going to be doing today? Probably
what do you guys think about the sports game?
Yeah, did you guys watch the sports game?
Did you guys watch the sports game?
But I think it's kind
you know
of
that, you know that thing that I watch to distract me from the fact that my life is in the shitter and we're all dying?
You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to wake up this morning and drive that car off that goddamn bridge, but I didn't. Because I was like, you know what? I don't want to let my team down. I'm a team player.
I got to see the sports game.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'd rather work through lunch and leave early. You know?
Oh!
You know, I'd rather just work. I've given the option.
Kill him. Kill that guy.
Given the option to take a long lunch or just take like a 15 or 20-er, and then bounce out at 4:15, I'd rather do that.
Kill yourself.
Then stay till the full 5, get that 90 on the lunch period.
Oh,
and like,
God.
I just sit next to him like, yeah, I mean, it's really not in our control, and we're going to get paid whether we're here all day or not, so I'd rather just be here all day and get paid.
Oh, you should have just said kill yourself.
No, there was a guy who's just kind of like, he's like,
well, I've been thinking about it. Well, you'd fucking do the world a favor.
There was a guy's like, you know what? I'm thankful. I'm thankful that she's keeping us the whole time.
I'm too blessed to be stressed.
Because there's probably other training groups. They're leaving early.
Fuck yourself.
And then they're going to get on that floor and they're not going to know something we learned because we stayed late.
You know what I started saying to people?
What?
Only because I think it's funny.
What?
And people say, how are you doing? I say, better than I deserve.
Ew.
Isn't that gross?
Ew.
Isn't that some white people shit?
Oh.
I just started saying it because I think it's funny. I don't think anybody knows, like, I'm mocking
I had
everything.
To shit. Now I'm going to puke it up. That is so fucking, that is disgusting.
Better than I deserve.
Ugh. My favorite.
I am too blessed to be stressed.
My favorite one. It's like it's a two-parter. How
do you know my friend Jesus?
How are you? Can't complain. Oh, yeah. And if I could, I wouldn't know where to start.
Or if I did, it wouldn't do no good.
Ugh.
Would it? Because life is outside of my locus of control.
What I always say is, how are you doing today? I don't know. It's happening. I'm here for it. That's what I started saying, because they're like, oh, okay. Because as long as you do tone,
yeah,
that's all I need. Oh, it's happening. I'm here for it.
I'd kill myself probably tonight.
Oh, you know, I've been buying a lot of knives, laying them up through the points are up in the air, and then just jumping on them.
You think you feel the bullet go through your teeth? If I do it? Should I do it? Press one.
Remember when you got those new sheets when we lived together, and I thought, yeah, and you were like so fucking happy about it, and I kept joking that I was going to use the gun to jump into your bedroom?
Because, man, I mean, all we're doing is distracting ourselves from the fact that we eventually will be destroyed.
Here's the thing, though. I'm not distracted by that fact. I'm fueled by that. I want to do as much as I can because I feel like I'm racing my own destruction.
We're all just trying to distract
ourselves. I feel
ourselves.
Like I'm trying to outrun my inevitable demise. Whether that be physically, probably mentally, let's be real here. Yeah. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Or like the universe stepping in and being like, we have to take him out. Like, that's how.
He is the worst.
Anytime something happens, I'm like, ha, fuck you, universe. Like, because I feel like I got one over on it. Every time I make a cum, I'm like, ha, fate. You tried to stop me by giving me this face. But I countered it by getting this physique and this cool dong.
You've got a cool dick.
It's cool.
Is that your dick?
It is. Mine now. I took it.
Is that our dick?
From my mother.
Remember we had that conversation? Nobody's ever said, is that your dick?
Is that my dick?
Is that your dick?
Is that your dick? When you pull your dick up. Is that your dick?
Is that our dick?
Fucking, do you remember that Wesley used to ask pretty girls? He would ask, okay, when a pretty girl would come in with a guy at the tattoo shop,
uh-huh,
and the girl would go back in the room to get tattooed, let the guy be hanging out or whatever, Wesley would ask the guy if he had a boyfriend. Hey, man, you got a boyfriend? Like, even though he knew that girl came in with that guy, I've seen him jokingly do it to guys who are in the same room as the girl getting tattooed and be like, you got a boyfriend?
That's funny.
Can I pet your dog? Do you remember that?
No.
From the first season of American Horror Story?
What was it?
The retarded girl.
Oh, no.
Anytime somebody at the shop would say, can I, one of us would yell, pet your dog. Like me or Wesley would finish their sentence for them, pet your dog. And then they just shake their head like, no.
Can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog? All right, so
do you think I'm retarded?
There's a scene in that show where, like, made me realize that I'm a fucking monster. And it's when the retarded girl's like, I want to be a pretty girl.
Oh, God.
And she's doing that, and the mom's like, you're gonna be Snoopy. And then she's like, but I want to be a pretty girl. And she has this, like, mask on.
Yeah, I know.
Out loud to myself, I went, you need more than a mask. to a retarded person on a TV show, I said that. And then, like, went like this. You are a monster. Remember when the retarded girl got in trouble and the mom put in a closet full of mirrors?
No, that's awful.
And then made her look at herself.
God. The fuck is wrong with you?
It's not. Fuck, I didn't write that show, man.
You might as well have.
Oh, no. I wouldn't have made a rubber man have sex with people. And I wouldn't have been the only nudity on that show to have been that dude's butt.
There were lots of butts.
Dude. I want to intercourse it with Jessica Lange real bad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The old bitch?
I'm into older women. We've been through this 100 times. An older, confident lady comes in, swinging those fucking hips and kind of maybe saggy boobies. Like Helen Mirren? I wouldn't know what to fucking do with that.
Oh, dude.
Stand in the corner, jack off, and throw it at her. That's all I would know to do.
Have you heard what Tom Segura says he wants to do?
No.
He says he wouldn't even have sex with her. He just wants to smell her asshole.
Fucking Susan Sarandon?
He said he thinks that's how, like, she introduces herself to people. Instead of shaking hands, she just lifts up her skirt and you go in and smell her asshole.
Oh, my God. Fucking Susan Sarandon comes in?
Yeah.
Done. What am I going to do with that? Sally Fields still has?
I don't like Sally Fields.
Sally Field back in the day.
She bugs me.
Fucking, what about this man? Marissa Tomei.
Marissa Tomei? What about Ted Danson's wife? What's her name?
Oh,
yeah.
I know you're talking about. She was in Step Brothers.
Yeah. She's a good looking older
She is a hot older lady. I'm trying to think of some other ones.
She's a fucking
Your mother. I'm just kidding. That's a very nice lady. I wouldn't say those things about her. I did see her, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where?
Underneath me when we were having sex.
I was waiting for it.
I know. I went to Myers again today. I was like, I wonder if mom's going to be here. And then to myself went, to have sex with. Like, just because that's a joke I made last time. Man, who are some other, like, really old? Fucking
cops are bald.
What's that? She was in the Bride of Chucky movies. Now she's like a professional poker player. Oh, I'm going to look it up.
My new shoes, my old shoes.
Who are some other hot older women, Nick?
Hot older women?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I want a chick who's going to teach me stuff, man, or like just make it worth my while. Bride of Chucky. Someone is screaming it into their phone. Hot lady. My search history is Bride of Chucky, hot lady. Image search. Why are all these costumes? Fuck, man. I got like 3% battery life left. Who is it, Nick? Bride of Chucky. She was hot. She's a professional poker player now.
Matthew McConaughey.
Nope.
Betty White.
Uh-uh. Jennifer Tilly.
Jennifer Tilly?
Yeah.
Who's she?
She's this chick right here. She has big old breastises. You can't see because my screen's like almost...
Oh, yeah. She's good looking.
Yeah, she makes all her money playing poker now.
Really?
Yeah, and trying to have sex with me. I'm like, hey, leave me alone.
Oh, I like... what's that girl that Kevin Smith used to date?
Shannon Doherty?
No. Blonde hair. She's got kind of a high voice.
Oh, yeah. She's good looking. She is very good looking. The chick from... she was in Big Daddy and Chasing Amy.
Chasing Amy.
Yeah, she's really attractive, too. I forget her fucking name. We're bad at this. God damn it.
Let's wrap it up. I gotta take a shit.
90 minutes. Nick's got a shit. He's going to the gym. I'm gonna go to my fucking stepbrother's goddamn clove-themed fucking brother birthday bullshit. Alright, so thank you for listening.
No birthday. No bullshit.
Listen to our friends at Big Shiny Podcast. Coffee All Delete. Always listen.
Kinky, Wet, and Wild.
KW. We're due for a mashup. You better get that other microphone that Wes gave Kenny money for. I've got
Kenny's squatty potty.
Well, Kenny needs to buy that other microphone so that we can do the four-way over there again.
If you don't stop by and pick it up, Kenny, I'm going to take a shit on the squatty potty.
Oh, we're using the other squatty potty.
Yeah.
Extreme release.
Take a squat.
You got anything else, Nick? Follow us on Twitter at TV Cool Podcast.
Check out Groupon. It's pretty cool.
It's not. It's the worst.
I need a haircut today.
Go to Great Clips, man.
Check out podcasts. Those are neat. Check out Your Mom's House.
Are you going to read your list again?
Check out Big Shiny Robot. Check it out. Check out these things.
Check out Two Shots.
Check out Boner City.
Oh, dude, I'm catching on Boner City. I'm at like episode 12 now. Those dudes are fucking hilarious.
Check out Burt Cast. Why is Burt Chrysler so fat? That's all I got. All
right. Till next week, guys. We'll be taking bubble baths with our pants on.
Born ugly, raised stupid.